AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Biden administration says it's appealing a Texas judge's ruling that suspends the decades-old approval of an abortion pill. Here's CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Hands off the abortion pill!
Protests broke out this weekend over the abortion pill ruling that has the potential to affect not just women in Texas, but women across the country.
This is going to create utter chaos, utter disruption of women's lives.
Mifepristone is one of two approved pills that are used together to carry out more than half of legal abortions in this country. The FDA insists the drug is safe and that serious complications are rare.
Two black Tennessee Democrats may be back in office this week after Republicans expelled them for taking part in an anti-gun protest on the House floor. Justin Jones could be reinstated today.
The Tennessee House Republicans' attempt to crucify democracy has instead resurrected a movement led by young people to restore our democracy, to build a multiracial coalition.
Pentagon officials are not the only ones looking for answers after the social media posting of classified documents. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon says the leak has triggered a Justice Department investigation. The concern is the impact these leaked documents could have on the U.S. and its allies. One purports to show a British spy plane nearly shot down by a Russian jet over Ukraine last year. That could have broader implications if the Russians targeted a NATO alliance plane.
Chinese military officials say they're, quote, ready to fight after 3 days of large-scale military drills simulating the sealing off of Taiwan. Here's the BBC's Katie Silver.
All elements of the military being deployed here. And to give you an idea, that includes long-range rockets, naval destroyers, missile boats, as well as the Air Force. So from Taiwan, we've heard that they're enraged by this. They say, for example, that this seriously undermines peace and stability in the region.
The massive exercise follows the Taiwanese president's trip here to the U.S. last week. Britain's King Charles III is taking a shortcut of sorts to next month's coronation.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. King Charles is planning to take a shorter route from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey for his coronation May 6th compared to the one his mother took 70 years ago. He's reportedly pushing for the Church of England ceremony itself to be more inclusive of Britain's other religions, and he'll only board the heavy, notoriously uncomfortable gilded state coach after the ceremony.
The Boston Bruins have set an NHL record for the most regular season wins after beating Philadelphia for number 63. Wall Street ahead of the opening bell. S&P futures are down 9. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The richest Wisconsinites would see an average tax cut of $100,000 if a proposed flat tax is passed. The measure by Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux sets up a flat income tax of 3.25% for all taxpayers, regardless of income. The report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum also says Democratic Governor Tony Evers' proposal would mean Wisconsin residents making more than $1 million in adjusted gross income would see an average tax hike of nearly $40,000. However, it's unlikely that either measure will pass. There's been an increase in strep throat infections over previous years. The shortage of amoxicillin has made a particularly bad strep season even more difficult. The CDC tracking a variety of strep called invasive group A. Demand for antibiotics is higher than expected. Strep season usually lasts through April. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy of the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372 or visit IWL8.org.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Thank you, Calvin.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. This is going to be round one with me and Earl Ingram. Earl, I got a new nickname for you.
What's that?
Early Earl.
Man.
Because you called me too early in the morning. Early Earl.
Man, I don't know what you mean too early in the morning is. You know, early in the morning is when I get up at 4 o'clock. I don't call you at 4 o'clock. Yeah, I might call you a few minutes before it's time for us to go on the air. But anyway, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday morning with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, Earl. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm not going to have you talking about my Milwaukee Brewers shirt, man. What's wrong with it?
I wasn't going to say nothing on there, but since you brought it up, that Milwaukee Brewers shirt is so tight, the M is about to pop off of it.
Hey, man, you see it's you know, Robin Yount. So Robin Yount is probably...
I couldn't tell because the number 9 is so scrunched up.
Oh, that's how it's going to be, huh?
I'm just saying, huh? I ain't trying to say you took that shirt and pulled it through a keyhole this morning, but I ain't going to say that.
Well, as I said before, you know, it's under the helmet with the Gravedigger. I would expect to get some swag, you know.
Yeah, that's baseball swag you're talking about.
I know, man. I'm talking about
it is baseball season.
Yeah, but
it's baseball season.
Talking about some swag from the Packers.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Come on, man. You said you had the key to the back door.
I got the key to the back door, but they don't let you get by the merchandise.
not even you, huh?
Oh, no. They got a key. So you got a key to get in, and then you're supposed to walk past that. They ain't going to give you no key to the merchandise.
All right. Listen, man, a lot to talk about this morning. How was the holiday?
Oh, it was good, man. I did a lot of cooking, Earl. I'm a gourmet cooker, Earl. So you a dude that put an old piece of meat on the grill and think you can cook something. But I'm a cook. Listen to this word, cookologist. You like that one, don't you? I'm a cookologist.
Hey, let's see. I wonder if that's in the...
It's in the Webster's Book of No Dictionary.
That's ebonically speaking, right?
There you go.
But anyway, man, listen, man, a lot to talk about this morning, man. I want to begin with the quarterback, man. And how come I forgot his name, man? Already.
Who are you talking about?
The Packer, the quarterback now, the new quarterback.
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. I want to talk about Jordan Love, man. Now, you and I were talking a little bit earlier, and you were talking like Jordan Love, we know he's got some big shoes to fill, and I'm saying, you know, Jordan Love is not going to come anywhere near what Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers did. That's a once in a lifetime. Two quarterbacks back to back, 30 years of Hall of Fame.
Just by the way you didn't eat your Wheaties this morning. Your brain is not working this morning.
Hey, listen, it's Monday. It'll start heating up.
Let me tell you about what's gonna happen with Jordan Love. In the Green Bay Packers annals of time, from the 60s to now, a bar has been set from Bart Starr. That bar has been set.
Hey, Gil.
Now, from that bar, let me finish. The bar has been set, okay? Now, from Bart Starr all the way down to Aaron Rodgers, that bar is so high that they had Brett Favre had to reach up and grab that bar. From listen to what I'm saying. From Bart Starr, and then there was a gap. Still some great quarterbacks in there, right? When Brett Favre came, he said he reset the bar. Okay. Aaron Rodgers reached up and grabbed that bar. We didn't know nothing about him. He could have been just another quarterback that ain't worth 2 cents. As a Green Bay Packer, we set the bar high. Aaron Rodgers grabbed that bar. Now, Jordan Love has to reach up and grab that bar. They drafted this man first round. He got all the pressure in the world on his back. And I promise you, he's going to answer the bell. He is going to answer the bell because the bar is set and he got to grab it, period.
So Gilbert, you said the bar has been set from Bart Starr. And then I just want to run down some of the
Earl. Earl, do you believe in unicorns?
What?
Do you believe in unicorns?
No, why?
A mythical
bar has been set.
That has to be great.
Okay, so
it
listen.
Has to be great.
So listen, 1970, Bart Starr, 1971, Scott Hunter, 1973, Jerry Taggy. I remember these 1974, John Hadle. 1976, Larry Dickey. 1977.
KU grad, John Hadle.
Yeah, but he was an old man when he played with the Packers. He didn't play but a year or two. Okay. So David Winehurst, Lynn Dickey, Randy Wright, the Magic Man, Don Majkowski, then Brett Favre, then Aaron Rodgers, you know, then Brett Huntley. And now the cat we talking about. What I'm saying to you is
No. You can't put that Brett Huntley. He ain't never started.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, if you talking about Carl, let's talk about the bar has been set quarterbacks. The bar has been set quarterbacks. They only had three or four.
Okay, so Gilbert, my point is that because the bar has been set does not mean that this cat is gonna be you know.
No, he ain't. He ain't gonna be. He has to be.
Well, Gilbert, he doesn't have to be anything. Who's gonna let him be?
Yeah,
that?
He does. Yeah, he does. In order for him to put that G on the side of his head, he has to be.
Hey, Gilbert, I just ran down a whole group of people who had the G's on the side of their heads. That.
Yeah, but you see, you saying it like Brett Hundley is not. No.
I didn't just say Brett Hundley, man. Do you remember? No, these other ones you don't remember.
I know. I know. But did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Let me redo that. Let me redo it so you can understand it. Bart Starr. Did you hear me say anything else after that? But then I said Brett Favre reset the bar.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So Bart Starr, then Brett. I ain't saying that Lynn Dickey and John Hayden and those guys, they were good quarterback. Even Don Majkowski was a good quarterback. But I said Bart Starr, listen. Then I said Brett Favre reset the bar.
Okay. So Gilbert. So just because they reset.
I ain't saying nothing about no Brett Hundley or anybody like
just
that.
Just because they reset the bar doesn't make Jordan Love what Aaron Rodgers and your boy Brett Favre did. So let's say Jordan Love, because those are, man, come on, those are Hall of Fame quarterbacks. There aren't a whole lot of.
Hall of Fame quarterbacks
were Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. So listen, the Bears haven't had a great quarterback in 75 years. So the Bears ain't
never had a great garbage pail in the last 75. Who cares?
Hey, listen, didn't the Bears win the Super Bowl in 1985?
Man, they still talking about it. When the last time they went?
When is the last time the Packers won?
And let's tell you this. Jim McMahon came over to us and got another ring. He couldn't get no more with the Bears.
Okay, but Gilbert, the point I'm making is...
I don't know what kind of point you're trying to make.
For people to expect Jordan Love, you know, Jordan Love is going to have his hands full, man. He's going to be a good quarterback. But he's not going to be a great Hall of Fame quarterback because I beg to differ,
Earl.
Okay, so time is going to tell on that. And
time is going to tell when he reach up and grab that ball.
So phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. So let's say he struggles.
He gonna have some struggles.
Yeah, you know, and no question, because quarterback is a difficult, and he's trying to follow. You know,
no, he gonna have some struggles because they messing around and not getting him no help.
Hey, Gilbert, we're gonna talk about the draft today after we're done with this subject because that's the key. Where else can they get him help? The place that they can get him help. You may say through trades, but really it's got to come through the draft. Long-term help. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2780.
You're giving me a headache this morning.
I'm glad you're not in the studio with me. I can talk like this. We'll be right back.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today with highs around 71. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 49 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Dry with temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
But this Biggie now, this Biggie. Biggie and Junior Mafia. Get money.
Get money. You want to sit
more on my get money, baby.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under the helmet with the grave digger. So give it. Let's
This is a unicorn Monday.
Okay. Help me.
Mythical unicorn Monday.
Okay. let me ask you, man, the draft. I've gotten to the point now where, man, we just wasting our time if we keep talking about Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers is gone. And
Benito. He's Benito. He's gone, man.
Right. So the point is, I don't know if Packer fans haven't realized it yet, but that's a done deal. He's not coming back to Green Bay, so there's no point in even talking about him anymore.
Actually, Earl, I do get up in the morning and read, you know.
Okay.
Something that you you still sleep, but anyway, I get up in the morning and I read, and I saw that somehow something got leaked out. That now there are more teams interested.
Yeah, right. It's true.
In Aaron Rodgers,
the 49ers,
and now Bill Belichick.
Right.
And now either they leaking that out to put more pressure, so they can hurry up and do what they need to do, because my thoughts, if Aaron Rodgers had a team to pick, really, it would be the 49ers. Because that's who he grew up with, that's who he loved, and they got a team.
And they didn't draft him when he first came out. He thought the 49ers were going to draft him, and they didn't. So he had to stick up his butt for a long time with the 49ers.
Right.
Okay. But that's fool's gold, Gilbert. That ain't going to happen. He's going to New York. New York has planned. They've drafted all these players. They signed these players, knowing that Aaron Rodgers is coming.
Earl, that don't mean nothing though. The Green Bay Packers can dish him out to anybody they want to.
And that
will make the Jets sick because he just gave. Oh yeah.
Hey Gilbert, didn't we just say we weren't going to talk about the Packers? I mean, Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Sir, yes, sir.
Because Aaron Rodgers is done. He's finito, as you said.
Mama say, I always respect your elders. Sir, yes, sir.
So let's talk about why this draft and the importance of it, because many of us don't know, man, you know. So I pull this up, man, the 2020 Green Bay Packer draft class. Jordan Love, number one pick. And he's getting ready to become the starting quarterback. So you would say good pick, right?
Absolutely.
A.J. Dillon.
Even though it started up a stir, with that number one pick started up this whole rift that we go.
So A.J. Dillon, number two pick.
Beautiful pick.
Yeah, he's clearly.
He's top billing. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah, and number three, I don't know who this cat is, Josh DeGuara. He was a tight end from Cincinnati. We don't even know who he is, so we don't need to go any further with that. So
the who?
Josh DeGuara.
So, never heard of.
Not right. So then even if you go to the number four pick, and I'm just doing this for a reason, a linebacker, Kamal Martin, out of Minnesota. Never heard of him, right?
Nah, I'm still waiting to see him.
And this guy, we know who he is, John Runyon. He got a lot of playing time with the Packers. And I don't know if he's still there or not, but John Runyon was a guy who played a lot of snaps for the Packers.
Round was he?
He was round number six. But he,
But to hear his name, and to hear him even backing up somebody and still there, he's turning out to be an okay player.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, so I remember.
So that would be an okay pick.
Yeah. So I want to go to now, 2019. You would say that was a pretty good draft. They got three players.
Yeah, so draft.
That's kind of still
pretty
there.
Pretty good.
2019, Rashawn Gary, number one pick.
That's a bona fide defensive player right there.
Darnell Savage Jr., number two. He pretty played good. Quite a bit, right? Right.
He's a pretty good player. Yeah.
Elton Jenkins.
Pretty good player.
Yeah, so now I would say the rest of them, Kingsley Keke has been playing for the Packers. I remember that name even last year. He's still been playing, and he was number five draft pick, a defensive tackle. And you've never heard of him?
Who?
Kingsley Keke.
Next. Go to the next guy. Who you done?
I would think that you would... I would think that you would know who he is. I've heard his name mentioned many times on the field, man.
You did?
Yeah.
Keke.
Kingsley Keke. Got to go to a break. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back. All right. Keke!
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief, a new fight over abortion rights and an abortion pill that's been available for two decades. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it follows a Texas ruling suspending approval for the drug.
Some lawmakers urged the Biden administration to resist enforcing the ruling. Shortly after the Texas ruling, a Washington state judge blocked any changes to mifepristone's availability in 17 states and the District of Columbia.
The government wants to know who leaked classified documents about Ukraine that showed up on social media. Media, CBS's Holly Williams.
The Ukrainians are expected to launch that spring offensive in the next few weeks, and the fear is that those leaked documents could hamper them by revealing details about their forces to Russia.
Former Tennessee Democratic State Rep. Justin Jones could be reinstated today. Republicans expelled him last week. He tells NBC's Meet the Press.
There is no democracy in Tennessee. Tennessee is the most undemocratic state in the nation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. People in Chautauqua and Cameron are mourning the deaths of two police officers who were killed in a shootout in northwest Wisconsin Saturday afternoon. The Wisconsin Justice Department says it started during a traffic stop near Cameron. Both officers died at the scene. The suspected shooter died at the hospital. Leading Republicans in Wisconsin say they're not changing their position on abortion, even though exit polling shows the issue was a factor when Janet Protasiewicz beat Dan Kelly in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election last week. Mark Jefferson is the executive director of the Wisconsin GOP. He tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans need better messaging and more effective campaigns. In sports, the Brewers are winners of 7 of their first 9 games. They play at Arizona tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you've helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy in the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and 2 retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know me. Are you comfortable?
Gave it away. FD, y'all.
You don't stop. Boom. All right. Boom. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, under the helmet with the gravedigger. So Gilbert, so I was talking about the draft picks, and so we got to talk about the draft coming up, because it is a place where, you know, teams can make mistakes and have made mistakes, and teams that keep making mistakes with the draft wind up like the Bears, because the Bears have been getting top draft picks. They've been, you know, finishing so low like Detroit all those years, and they're getting high draft picks, and they've been making mistakes with who they've been drafting. And so this is why I was asking you and the audience to go over the picks that the Packers have made over those last 4 years because, you know, many of those higher draft picks should remain with the team at least through their first three-year contracts, right?
Let me explain something to you, Earl. Explain something. Football is a proven. You have to prove yourself. High school, you got to prove yourself. College, you got to prove yourself. The pros, you got to prove yourself in order to stay and be on a team and be a
part of it.
Leader at your position. Leader at your position. That means you're a starter. Now, what people don't understand, how come Tim Tebow was so great in college? How come such and such was so great in college? How come Andre Ware won the Heisman in college? Vinny Testaverde, all these guys, right?
Right.
The key is this, Earl. When you're on the college field, and people don't understand, it is like night and day going to the pros. When you're on the college field doing all these crazy things and living up to the top billing, once you become a pro, now you're on even keel ground. Now you're playing against everybody's All-American. Before, you was playing against a drunk wheel that came out the stands and put on the uniform in college. Now you're playing against everybody's All-American. Now you're about to get exposed. You understand what I'm saying? Let's go back to guys that I don't like saying names, but they top defensive linemen. They first round. They get out there on the field. Them offensive linemen don't like you because you're getting more press than them. So now they're about to expose you. They're about to double team you and drive you down the street like the dude did on the blind side. You thought you was good until you got up there and saw how good you really are. Now you're about to test your manhood. You're about to test your heart. You're about to test your spirit and live up to being that guy. And some guys cannot do that because now they're going up against the same guy you are. Not the same guy that was in college. Now you're going up against you. And now you got to prove yourself. And a lot of guys can't do that.
So that's why they spend all this money. And let me finish my point.
They can't even tell. They can't even tell the world.
Well, my point is, Gilbert, they spend all this time, effort, and energy, the teams, in seeking out and trying to figure out who these guys are that they're drafting because everything's riding on it. I mean, they don't just send one guy, Gilbert, to find out whether a player is the guy or not. They do their work. They do their homework. And I'm not saying...
Earl, I'm going to put it like this. If I go to the car lot and I see a 1979 Bandit Trans Am, stock Bandit Trans Am, and you like, oh my god, that car is a muscle car. It is fast. It can do whatever it can do.
And it looks pretty. Yeah.
Then you get in there and you step on the gas, and you ain't going nowhere. A Prius is beating you. I'm not saying the Prius ain't bad. I would never drive a Prius. But let's just say that you had the light and the Prius jumped off on you because you thought you had this muscle car that wasn't really a muscle car. You thought you had a player that wasn't really a player. You see what I'm saying? They looked the part. Remember that saying? Look like Tarzan, play like Jane. I seen a lot of them. I seen a lot of guys bench 500 pounds and still can't get themselves through.
Gilbert, my point is, you're saying it's not an exact science when they draft these players.
Nope.
They put a lot of time and energy and money and effort. They don't just go out and pick anybody. You know that. I mean, come on, man. It's a lot of money.
Even the best make mistakes. I remember when I was playing, I don't know who the GM was at the time. It might have been It might have been Mr. Ron Wolf, or it might have been it had to be either him or Mike Sherman.
Right.
But somebody drafted, and I'm not trying to bash the dude, but somebody drafted first round Jamal Reynolds out of Florida State. First round. I don't even think that dude started a game. He might have backed somebody up. But I'm not trying to bash the guy. But when you make those picks, you got to be sure, because you're putting your reputation on the line. And sometimes the best make mistakes.
Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines and David from Mequon. What's going on, David?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hello. Gilbert kind of stole my thunder in that one with the Jamal Reynolds. He was a disaster. But I'll tell you one who was even worse than that. And he was on every cover, and he was touted and everything. Tony Mandrich. He was probably the worst first-round pick ever in the Packer history.
Because you're going to be quiet, Earl.
Hey, David, who did you say?
Let me finish mine, Tony man. Mandrich. Yes. Who we could have got if we didn't pick Tony Mandrich?
Oh, Tony Mandrich. Well.
Who we could have got if we didn't get Tony Mandrich? Do you know?
Barry Sanders.
There was a whole pile of players.
It was before his time. Was it Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Barry Sanders. Yeah. So Tony Mandrich went one, Barry Sanders went two. OMG.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I forgot that Barry Sanders came right after him, to be honest with you.
Well, but again.
I didn't.
But again. there is no exact science, Gilbert. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, sir. There's no even when you thought the guy was good, he ain't. It's just plain and simple. It's just like no one. I mean, if you hit the ball out the park, you hit it out the park.
Okay, so Gilbert,
but sometimes you don't.
Let me ask you this, Gilbert. So, from your educated perspective on where the Packers are now, and you've seen them last year. What is their weakest position right now? Wide receiver?
I would believe right now they need a bona fide tight end.
Okay, so
they need a bona fide tight end because if you understand the game, the tight end opens up the passing routes so much. Because if you so keyed on all these other guys and that tight end just sneaking around that seam or in the flats or somewhere over there, bam, you go.
You're a backbreaker is what you're saying.
Yes.
You know, man.
Ask Gronkowski. Go ahead.
Clearly, I think what the Packers, their defensive linemen, you're content with what they have? You think that they got the right
guys? No, I don't think they're content, but right now, if Gary comes back, they got a pretty good defensive line with the kid from Georgia. You got
two guys from Georgia.
No, but we talking D-line, man. We ain't talking about anybody else. You know, we got the Smith, and we get Gary back, and we got the kid from Georgia, and we got my main man.
Who is that?
Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark. Okay. So
I think we can do something with that line.
Okay. So defense. So linebackers. You contended with the linebacker crew.
Oh boy! Again, that cat from Georgia. You got to make sure his head on straight. And I'm not saying we bona fide deep, but our secondary. We probably need another safety. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I don't understand. They've been picking defensive backs and safeties high over the last four or five years. They've been drafting high
cornerbacks. Haven't got it right since. Haven't got it right. If they got to keep looking for safeties, I mean Zaire, that's the best pick they ever picked right there.
As a
in
safety.
A long time.
As a safety.
As a corner.
Oh.
In man. A long time. He's a shutdown. He's a shutdown corner, period. Shutdown corner, period.
So explain why the difference between that corner and that safety, which one is more valuable?
Oh, man. I mean, that's kind of hard to say, Earl, because most of the time the safety is the quarterback of the defense. Most of the time.
Okay.
Because he got to see everything. He got to call everything out. He got to be leading the charge back there, way back yonder. You know what I'm saying? Up front, we got to do what we got to do. So you got to have, I mean, if you go back to our days, we had Leroy and Eugene Robinson, two of the top safeties in the league back there. That's why we were so good. It was because of them two and Reggie White. So you can't recapture lightning in the bottle, they say, but you got to get damn close.
So let me, as you know, this draft, which is critical, and every year is critical, but everything that I'm reading, it's stating how even more critical this draft is for the Packers than many in the past. And again, I'm not understanding that, Gilbert, because last year the Packers were picked to be a Super Bowl team. So how do you then now all of a sudden you got all these pieces that are missing when last year you were slated to be a Super Bowl team? Everything I'm reading now is saying how critical this draft is.
It is, because it kind of is, man, because even the pieces that you had is gone. I mean, you got to understand when I said, when you take something away, you got to put something back better than what it was or close to what it was. Now that you done took away, see, now you're going to miss Lazard.
Right. Right.
Because not because of his catching, but his blocking downfield.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
People forget about that, man. I mean, okay, receiver. A receiver is a great receiver if he can go down and block and sustain block. You see what I'm saying? They're going to miss that. Aaron Jones is going to miss that. All them breakaway runs and stuff he had. If you find Lazard, he blocking somebody to the ground.
That's true. That's true.
It's critical pieces that they're going to miss that they got to put back. And that's why I see with these young receiver core that we got now, we need a veteran in there to help those guys get right.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. What do you say? We'll be right back.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows around 49. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Yep. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger, the one and only Gilbert Brown. Let's go to the phone lines. And Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning, Rico. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, how you doing there today, guys? Yeah, Gilbert, man, I still say all them years in the trenches and filling them holes, they should have found a way to get you that ball just one time and let you get the pay dirt.
I agree with you on that one. Gilbert was no refrigerator Perry, though. Come on.
Come on now, man. Hey,
I wasn't. I was much cuter.
Yeah, and he'd have looked real good spiking that ball in the end zone. But he's right about we need a slot receiver. They ought to be available.
They are talking about either trading to get a slot receiver. And here's what I would ask Gilbert and Rico. So they're certainly talking about receivers, but. You know, they are really going to be running the ball. That's what they're going to be doing. And anybody who thinks anything differently is out of their minds. They're going to be running the ball more than they've run it in decades.
Why you say that, Earl? Why you say that?
Because, again, the receiving core and the fact that Jordan Love, they would be foolish to put him in a position as a starting quarterback that he's got to throw it so much. They're gonna run the ball two out of three times, Gilbert. They're going to run the ball two out of three times.
Earl, why do you think they went out and got him?
Got
who? Because he can throw the ball. When they went out and got Jordan Love, they thought in their mind that he is comparable to Aaron Rodgers.
I size-wise, yes. And he can throw the ball. But Gilbert, throwing the ball accurately and under the stress and pressure of a 17-game season, he's never done that. And it took Aaron 3 years. So they're going to run the ball, man. And plus, Gilbert, they've got two guys who can run the ball. Would you agree with that?
I would agree, but you got to understand something. In our offense, we never had a move the world type of an offensive line. All we got is those athletic offensive linemen that can get up on people and shade them out the way. I've never seen us move people out the way, so that's why sometimes our run gets stymied. Is because the defense is clogging up those holes that the offensive line need to root them out of there. So you can't just say, we're going to just run the ball. You cannot. You got to have a 50-50 balance. Because if everybody's keying on you running the ball because you got two great running backs, which we do, then we're in trouble.
Right.
They got to lean on Mr. Love to throw that ball so we can open up everything. The key is everything that surrounds him is working, that he got to work so everything can work. If you understand what I'm saying.
I do, right? Because clearly what you are saying is they've drafted their offensive lineman to throw the ball.
And there you go.
And now you can't
protect Aaron Rodgers, because you got one of the best passers in the game. Now you got to revamp things and make it a 50-50 offense so that we can move the ball. Period.
So offensive linemen have strengths, some passing, pass protecting, some drive blocking.
Yeah, they come like that. Some guys are known for exceptional pass blocking, but they suck in the run game.
Right.
And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's look at Dallas back in the day when they had Nate Newton, Larry Allen, and all them big boys. Right. They come to role grade you. They role grading people. You see what I'm saying? Why you got to pass the ball when you can roll grade them with your boy Emmitt Smith in the back?
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying?
So your point is they were drafted because they were going to be a running team.
You talking about the Green Bay Packers?
No, I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. They drafted
the linemen
because they knew they were going to be giving that ball to Emmitt Smith.
Because Jerry, what's his name?
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. And the dude from Oklahoma, I forgot his name, Barry Switzer, they love to run the ball down your throat. So they're going to get some hogs up there to do that.
Let me ask you something, Gilbert, because I've kind of noticed last year, they're kind of moving back to running the ball more than they did in the years past.
Yes. I mean, you can't hold those running backs back. But then again, we got in trouble this year because if Aaron Jones don't touch that ball 25 to 30 times, we're going to lose. He got to touch the ball to open up the passing game, period.
Well, you know, he's not going to touch it 25 to 30 times. He lucky.
You just said they're going to run the ball more this year.
Yeah, but not just Aaron Jones, the other guy too. You mean that they got to run the ball 25 to 30 times? AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Aaron Jones got to touch the ball 30 times.
Not a game.
AJ Dillon is a power back. He going to get his yards. Aaron Jones got to touch the ball 25 to 30 times or we don't win, period.
A game?
A game.
Hey, Gilbert.
I mean, go back and look at last year when he don't touch the ball 25 or 30 times.
No, he's a weapon.
We lose.
There's no question he's a weapon. He can catch the ball. He can run.
Thank you.
And
that's what I'm talking about. Touches.
Right.
Not just running it 25, 30 times. He got to touch that ball 25 to 30 times if it's a pass or run, and we'll win the game.
I got to tell you, man, you really impressed with that cat, ain't you?
I love it's that
talent.
Cat,
I mean, it's talent, too.
It's talent, and he's a fine young man.
Listen, man, we out of time. Man, I'll see you on next Monday. It's gone, man. I don't know what happened, but it's gone. We'll be back.
Just like that serving gone. Like the serving gone.
Got to run. Up next, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back. Be safe, Gilbert. Talk to you later.
You got it, brother.
All right.
Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you've helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy of the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.